Morning, Texas Tech. I'm Derek Enter, and today we'll talk a little bit more about that school shooting over in Roswell, New Mexico. Are these types of attacks becoming more frequent, or are we just better informed about them?
And I'm Morgan Spruill. It's the first day of classes here at Tech, and later we'll discuss things we're looking forward to the most, as well as things we would rather skip this semester.
What class?
I'm Marissa Trevino, and there is an unusual trend growing among co-eds on how they're paying for school. We'll discuss the issue of sugar babies and how legal it really is. But first, KTXT News.
Good morning. I'm Kiara Powell with your KTXT News Update. The husband of a pregnant Texas woman being kept alive by life support against the couple's will is turning to the courts for help. Eric Munoz filed paperwork Tuesday asserting his wife is dead and that John Peter Smith Hospital in Fort Worth should remove her from life support. Marlise Munoz is 14 weeks pregnant when she was found unconscious in her home in November. She has been declared brain dead, but Texas law prohibits removing life support from a pregnant woman. There's a report that the National Security Agency is secretly monitoring nearly 100,000 computers worldwide. The New York Times reports the NSA has gained access to private computer networks mostly by inserting software into individual computers through the internet. A group of space experts says NASA should be able to start sending human explorers to Mars 2 decades from now. The group of scientists, scholars, astronauts, aerospace industry veterans, and other experts published their views on Tuesday. The experts say landing crews on Mars by the 2030s will require lots of careful study of successful space programs such as the International Space Station. Season 5 of the mega hit Duck Dynasty premieres tonight on A&E. Promos for the show promise to introduce new cast members, including an unnamed new family member. Controversy swirled around the show before Christmas when patriarch Phil Robertson made controversial anti-gay comments in GQ magazine, and A&E put Robertson on suspension. The suspension was lifted after about a week. Here's Scudder Martin with a look at our weather.
First morning of the spring 2014 semester, but certainly feeling like winter out there. Temps in the upper teens and lower 20s across the hub city. Keep in mind, light winds making it feel even colder. But with plenty of sunshine this afternoon, winds will turn westerly and become gusty, possibly over 35 miles per hour. Likely some areas of blowing dust, but not all bad news in the wind department. That gusty wind helping to warm temperatures this afternoon. Highs today, upper 50s, maybe lower 60s. Cool again tonight, lows in the 20s. For the Raider, I'm Cutter Martin.
Is my mic on now? Oh, I guess it is. Hey, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks, Marissa. I love you. 3 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning, Texas Tech.
Happy hump day.
If you have an 8 o'clock class, you're late.
Yep.
If you have a 9 o'clock class, stay with us just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sleep in. You still have 57 minutes. That's an hour and 7 minutes longer than you need to get to your 9 o'clock class, right?
Mm-hmm. If I was these kids right here just waiting, and I could have slept in 3 more minutes, we have a group of kids waiting outside.
It looks like they're locked out of their classroom. We're looking down the hall just outside of our studio here in the Media and Communication Building, and there is a large group of students waiting to get into their class.
Yes.
Nothing makes me more angry,
seriously,
than when a teacher is late.
What's the rule? When I was an undergraduate here at Texas Tech, it was 15 minutes.
It's
if the instructor didn't show up after 15 minutes, you walked. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a give me. And they couldn't cite you for being absent because the prof wasn't there.
There is one professor who I will not say, she's in the college that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
She walks in 15 minutes late almost every day of her lecture.
Is it 15 minutes or 14 and a half minutes?
If that's the way you want to do it.
Oh, yeah. It kills me. Mm. Absolutely. Oh, I get so angry.
And why does it make you angry? That means you can be late and you should rejoice in that.
No, because I'm not someone that is late. I don't like to be late.
Get on the train, Marissa.
I have a class before that.
Get on the late bus.
Kara's being a little bully today.
Ugh, I don't like it. Nothing makes me more angry.
All I can say is, welcome back, Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Today, this week, and maybe next, is perhaps the only 2 weeks out of the semester where all Texas Tech students will have 4.0s in all their classes. It's all downhill from here, especially in my class. you know, if you're signed up for the practicum, whoa,
it's so hard. So hard to get that P.
But hey, welcome back. Good Morning Texas Tech is the program. We're on the Raider 88.1 KTXT. Why am I here today? Why am I filling in?
Because you're the best.
No. DG, the old guy, still hosting the show. I've been helping to out through the holidays because all the students were home. But now that school's back.
I think we may have forgotten to text Kevin.
Forgotten. So just, that means you're going to keep me in here?
Mm-hmm. As long as we can.
Well, I tell you, it's
you make us sound good, DG.
Well, it's fun. I will admit, it's truly fun. Current events, what's going on?
Have y'all heard about the Alabama University president who is banned from living in the campus home with a romantic partner while she is in her, I guess, president term or whatever? She's getting paid allegedly $300,000 annually, and she said that she knowingly signed this contract on January 2nd and said that she really has no problem with it. But I don't know. I think the country is kind of...
So let me see if I get this straight. The president at the University of Alabama, mm-hmm. a woman, I don't know her name, mm-hmm. but she cannot live in the president's house
on campus
unless she's married.
No. She can,
she cannot have a partner
with her in that home.
And all that that
home.
Implies. Okay.
Yes.
Just checking. Okay.
Isn't that so crazy, though?
Is it the same for a man? Or is that just
That's a good question. I'm not sure, though.
If she were...
Oh, DG has a...
I'm sure it is, but you know what? I'm sure that there's a double standard. I know exactly where you're going, and I agree. I think there's a double standard. I think they're at Bama.
So
Roll Tide takes on.
If she were married, would she have been able to have?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but she just said that she's single. She doesn't plan on engaging in mm-hmm. any relationships like that. Excuse me. And so I don't know. She signed the contract and said that's A-okay with her, and I guess she just has to let them know if she does find someone. And the contract.
Perhaps somebody is making a mountain out of a molehill, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It's really not an issue, but they're trying to make it one.
I mean, I can understand it. Deep South, trying to be conservative.
Some traditions must be preserved.
True.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, shout out to all of the seniors in high school doing their signing day today. It is National Signing Day.
I thought you were going to say seniors in college with their last first day.
No. So if you, I guess, know somebody in the area, I know that we have a lot of Lubbock students. And I don't know, I guess your name goes up in the newspapers or on websites or something like that. But I think it's really cool if you were... I don't know, signing with the university or something.
Is this athletics?
It is athletics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think if you get a
when I was in science club, they didn't care.
Yeah.
Okay,
not
just
so
checking.
Much.
Not so much.
I think it's kind of exciting. I don't know. What's that one guy who's supposed to be, like, super amazing? He's going to
Superman?
Alabama. He's a senior.
Not
a
quite.
Small boot-unk town. He was, like, on the Gatorade commercial already. You might have...
The water boy?
Wait, if he was in a commercial and he was paid for it, can't he not play?
He might have not got paid for it. I'm not sure on the logistics of it, but he got a lot of recognition just from being, you know, in that commercial for Gatorade.
Yeah, I guess so.
Isn't that crazy?
Because I know, like, Olympic athletes can't take that money if they want to play in
college. Maybe they just gave him all the Gatorade he wanted to drink for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He gets to drive
something like that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Olympics, there is a U.S. Olympic athlete who gave up her spot on the Olympic team to her sister, her twin sister. Her twin sister didn't make it, and she said that her sister would have made it if she wouldn't have gotten sick right before trials. And it was really emotional for her. And I don't
what
like
sport. What sport was it? Was it skating?
It's the biathlon team.
Okay. I don't understand how you can give up your spot. If you didn't make it, you just didn't make it. I would think that the team itself would
say
no.
Well, there's a ranking order because if you drop out, someone else has to take your spot on the team.
Oh, so her sister ranked right underneath her?
I would assume so. I would assume that would be the only way that her sister would be able to qualify.
Still, it's the Olympics.
Well, but it only comes around, you know, every 4 years.
Yeah, I love my sister, but I don't love her that much.
Well, they're also 30. They're 31 years old, so this is their last Olympics.
Yeah, that's sad.
There's an age limit?
Well, there's not an age limit, but
your bones will.
There's a time limit on you, your body.
You know, people actually have children based on, you know, like, when it falls on them. I'm so serious, y'all. Like, where I'm from, we have a lot of, like, really elite gymnasts, and their parents are insanely crazy. Like,
would make it just right so that on their 16th birthday, which I think is the first year you're allowed to participate in the Olympics, like they would make it fall right in line so that they would be that young and be able to continue to do every 4 year type things. But
so you could do it at least twice.
Yes.
But even some athletes
don't have that chance. That's not how my wife and I planned our son.
Well, we don't want to hear the details on that, DG. Yes.
When they talk about family planning, that's not the kind of planning we were
talking about. Oh, gosh.
Well, in Washington, a new anti-smoking proposal would fine state drivers who light up while their kids are in the car. If it passes, for your first offense, you would be fined $125. The second offense is $250. The people who oppose this are saying there's not enough manpower to enforce this law, and the government's going too far. I don't know.
How are those kids going to get their secondhand smoke?
Oh,
otherwise?
Yeah, right?
Well, you know what? I think, I don't know. Like, so now they're going to be looking for people smoking in the car, and they're have to, like, make sure that there's a child in there and then pull them over, while at the same time, you know, like, there could be some other bigger offenses going on that the, you know, police aren't attending.
True, but I feel like
whatever.
Well, you are harming those kids long term.
They're going to be checking the driver out anyway to see if they're talking on their cell phone, right?
Is that
school
Washington?
Zones?
I thought that was Is it just?
Well, I thought that's pretty much.
I thought it was
now.
Only through school zones that you weren't allowed.
Now, some communities have actually passed ordinances.
I think that's just Texas.
I think Lubbock was considering it too, just to outright ban the use of your cell phone. In fact, I read it. I didn't print it, so my apologies, because I don't know where this was taking place. But there was another community that was looking at an ordinance of requiring hands-free use on your phone.
My dad would love that.
I think most places do already have that in effect. But, you know, while the police officer is looking to make sure you're using your cell phone, wearing your seatbelt, and smoking whatever it is you're smoking in the front seat, if there's kids in back, yeah, that could, you know, raise the ante, I guess.
Yeah. Well, y'all know what's really kind of hot right now is the vapor cigarette. That just have,
electric,
you know, like a liquid electric things.
Electric
and
cigarettes.
So my theory is that I read an article the other day that said the government is already losing so much money from the tax that is, you know, how they tax cigarettes. Well, they're losing so much money because people are switching over that they don't know what to do, like right now, like literally a lot of money just from, you know, people not buying as many cigarettes as they did. So I'm thinking maybe, you know.
I don't doubt what you're saying, but anytime you say the government is not making enough money.
I'm just wondering where my $300 dog ticket went to.
There's one thing that can be said about our government.
I got a $300 ticket for having my dog off a leash. That is a real thing, and I want to know where that money went.
Well,
and why it costs so much to have my dog off a leash.
It does bother me when people allow their dogs just to run around without a leash.
We were in a park where there were like 20 other dogs. There was lots.
Were you in the dog park?
What if it's a little dog, Kira? Like a little
there
dog.
There is no
5-pound dog.
There is a dog park.
Oh. No, there is not. There is no dog park in Lubbock. You can ask any police officer, because when I got that ticket, I was like, where can I take my dog off a leash? You can't. There's no dog park in Lubbock. He told me that, and I was like, okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Marissa, was your dog smoking in the presence of the show? I'm pretty sure. And using his cell phone.
She might have.
I'm telling
she
you.
Wasn't even. She was right next to me the whole time he was writing a ticket.
I think you should take this issue before the city council.
I've already paid the ticket. I'm already over it. I'm just
Lubbock
upset.
Lubbock City Council's a joke.
Probably won't put you on the cable channel, but
no.
You know, they'll let you speak.
They don't care about your comments.
Speaking of city council, of course, there is some drama going on downtown. The city attorney Sam Medina, former Judge Sam Medina, is taking voluntary administrative leave after his daughter-in-law has accused him of a sexual attack.
That
I
is
believe.
Sick.
Basically what's coming out in the story in the media, local media, is he is alleging that his son and her are going through a bitter divorce.
Yes.
And so she's trying to just drag everything into it, including these allegations about these sexual allegations against Medina. Of course, since he is city attorney, he has to recuse himself because he's the one that weighs in on all the other city
employees.
And I think
that's very smart. Just eliminated the issue altogether,
right.
You know.
And so far, no charges have been filed that we know of. And I guess the city council in their meeting tomorrow will be talking about his employment status.
But his lawyer did say during the press conference, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
That's right.
She knew that, like, bam.
That's absolutely right.
I mean, I can see it. I'm not going to lie.
So we go from current events to entertainment?
Yes.
What's going on in the...
I have the latest on the Bieber, everyone.
Oh, no.
So apparently yesterday, the Los Angeles...
I'm going to take my headphones off.
And I don't like him at all. I really think that he's getting what's finally deserved. I mean, you know, he does... I feel like a lot of celebrities, they get away with so much that the current public, you know, like Amanda Bynes threw a bong out of a 12-story... high hotel, and she gets off with it if she's
they're
doesn't
saying
get
she
in
has
trouble,
mental issues
supposedly
like beyond the normal like crazy that everybody has. She is a little bit more far gone.
Yeah. Well, she if she stays out of trouble for 6 months and goes to counseling, her bong mishap will go out the window.
Right.
No pun intended.
All right. Top. Get over the Bieber.
Okay,
Bieber.
Well, y'all heard about his whole $20,000 allegedly. He went over to his neighbor's house, and he's always had trouble with his neighbors, the car, and all that
deal. I think he's had trouble with just about
everybody. Yes.
Really, yes.
But supposedly...
Thank you. That's
you're
good.
Welcome.
You're improving.
Thank you. He and a friend vandalized his neighbor's house, and it cost $20,000 in damages.
How did they vandalize the house?
With eggs.
Raw eggs.
Raw eggs. Yes, and this home supposedly has a really expensive, I don't
exterior.
Know, it's not brick, it's not,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Stucco or anything.
Yeah, anything like that. It's really expensive. And the police... got a warrant and came into his house.
broke in.
And his friend was arrested for ecstasy and Molly that was found. And they took all of his security tapes to try and find more evidence to support mm-hmm. this offense.
This allegation. Evidently, what I heard on BBC this morning, because they covered this story.
BBC is covering Bieber.
Well, CNN.
Yes, they are.
It's
it was interesting. And evidently, the house, the neighborhood that he lives in is fairly upscale. So,
mm-hmm.
And the damage that was done was enough in monetary value that it's a felony. And evidently, it wasn't just the sheriff and his deputy. It was like 12 sheriff's deputies going into his house.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were there looking for evidence, they just happened to found some cocaine lying in the open.
Oh, I didn't hear about the
and
cocaine.
And realized that was, Bieber himself wasn't arrested for it, but one of his...
He paid off one of his friends.
Entourage, I don't know what you call it. One of his hired hands was arrested for that. But yeah, they were looking for evidence to basically incriminate... Bieber and this raw egg attack on his neighbor's house. And evidently the damage was significant.
The biggest problem that Bieber has is that he didn't have a childhood. This is why he's acting out as an adult.
No, I do think that child stars are just kind of weird.
But he has
only
been...
They didn't have normal childhoods. And that's why they turn out to be freaks.
No, but he has only been a star for 4 years.
He started singing... When did Usher find him? He was like 12. Let's be real, because he was singing about he was gonna pick him up and so he's gonna pick his girl up in his car, and I was like, "You can't even drive, sir." So clearly, that's
he
not
was
gonna
like
happen,
he
but.
Was 15 when they found him. Okay, he did have a childhood.
I don't know. I feel like there are some missing pieces for child celebrities. I'm
well,
just
what do y'all say
that.
About Kanye West then? So he allegedly got into an altercation with an 18-year-old who they were outside of a store, and he heard a guy say racial slurs to Kim Kardashian, and he actually followed this guy into a chiropractic office and punched him in the arm, and now that guy is suing Kanye. But this is a number, you know, this is just one of the number of offenses that
I also just think
has happened to
because
him.
Of the status that they have reached. They feel like they can get away with whatever. And so, you know, I'll pay my lawyers to get rid of this.
But if you think about it, okay, so, like, someone says racial slurs at you, is your boyfriend not going to, like, try to shut it down?
I think it's different when you're a normal person or
if
you're
your
a public figure.
Kanye West.
You put yourself in that limelight and you, I'm sorry, but not
and
that you deserve that,
Kim
but
Kardashian.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you have to accept that you've gotten, you paid all this money. You're put in the limelight.
It's
going to happen.
Yeah. You just have to expect it and be willing to say,
think it's part of his M.O. That's what Kanye
True.
West does.
He's kind
and if,
of a
you,
nut.
If you don't know that by now, it's what Bieber does. If you can't figure that out by now, oh, well.
Well, this next story I'm kind of really passionate about. I don't know if on the Chive y'all have heard about the leg gap or the gap between your legs. Like if you're
the thigh gap.
The thigh gap. I hate that so much. I
Is
think
this
it's
a new
so
store?
No. It's girls, and I went on the Chive last night, and I saw pictures of it, and these girls are, like, taking pictures of their thighs to show, I guess, guys or show the world that they don't have.
You have to explain. If your thighs are touching, you're overweight, basically. You're too big. There has to be space between with you standing, feet facing forward, legs together. There has to be a gap between your thighs, and if you're not, you're too big, so you should drop some.
But what my problem is about this is that girls are taking part in this, and you know, I know that you have a friend or you have a family member or you have somebody that is not like that, and that's not the case or something. So why would you do that to yourself, and why would you do that to other people and make them feel like
there's
you know.
No gap on this guy, but I'm not going to be posting pictures to that effect. You'll just have to take my word for it.
Well, America has a problem, and apparently...
we used to have a missile gap, a bomber gap, and now it's a thigh gap.
Thigh gap.
Okay.
You're making fun of it, and I don't think it's funny, but Gabory Sidibe, she's on American Horror Story. She was also the plus-size actress on Precious. She apparently was at the Golden Globes, and Twitter fans... took to her page saying that she looked awful, she, you know, her dress, that she's overweight, all
this
stuff.
But isn't that the same thing that we're talking about with Kanye West and the other celebrities?
Exactly, but this is what she said. She said on Twitter, "To people making mean comments about my Golden Globes picks, I most deaf cried about it on that private jet on my way back to my dream job last night." I was like, you go, girl. That's what's up. And then later, she thanked fans for sending messages of support and added, "Everyone is so wonderful and supportive. Thank you. Not my jet, though. I'm not that fancy." So,
well,
there you go.
There you go.
And in the news of Kardashians, Kylie Jenner, you know, she's a 16-year-old Kardashian, youngest child or whatever. She went on Twitter on Saturday and said, "The fact that some people actually believe I would waste my time dating someone as a publicity stunt." Please, girl. You know you do.
Those Jenners.
All of them do.
Does she have a thigh gap?
No. I think she actually has a picture showing that she does not have a thigh gap.
Hey, 22 minutes past 8 o'clock. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech here on the Raider. Here's Spirit Kid with Slow It Down.
Yeah.
Spirit Kid with Slow It Down right here on the Raider. Good morning, Texas Tech. Welcome back. 24 minutes past 8 o'clock. Fair skies, 20 degrees outside, wind chill of 13. Going to be a bit nippy as you get off that bus heading to class today, right? Might want to, but it's going to be a nice day. Highs in the 50s.
Hopefully.
Tomorrow's supposed to be the same, bit breezy, but nice weather for the first start of the spring semester here at Texas Tech.
The breeze, that's not a breeze. The wind chill cuts it down a little bit, though.
It's only, the wind is from the west at 5 miles per hour. It's going to be a bit breezier today, but it'll be warmer. So highs only in the 50s, but sunny. We're not looking at, you know.
I'll take it.
I'm ready for some hotness.
Okay.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally. But no, in all seriousness, this next topic is
I'm listening to things on this show that I'm learning a lot about that I wouldn't have otherwise, and especially being a co-host on the show. But anyway, yesterday, big news coming out of Roswell, New Mexico, about 3 hours to our west here in Lubbock. There was a shooting at a high school, a middle school there
middle
in Roswell. Both of the shooting victims were flown by aeromedical helicopter here into Lubbock. They're both still at UMC, where, Kira, we understand they're still in critical condition,
yes.
But they're stable.
One is, I think one was critical and one was serious, but they're both stable. And the boy that was flown here, they had received a shotgun blast to the face, and the girl was shot in the arm. So he was airlifted here by helicopter, and she was flown in by a plane. But it was a 12-year-old boy who was responsible for the shooting, seventh grader. They said they were waiting in the gym for classes to start when he came in and pulled a shotgun from his instrument case. I guess he was in the band, and started firing. It only lasted about 10 seconds. There was a Texas police officer who was dropping his kid off at the time, and so the principal ran over to him and asked him to come and help. By the time he got there, a teacher had already had him drop the weapon. So he was taken into custody, but they haven't released any details of why or...
Well, I hope they do maybe some tests, or they get in some, I don't know, not therapists, but some psychologists or something in there to try and figure out why these kids are doing what they're doing. Is it, you know, because a lot of people, oh, well, he played video games, so now the media is going to blast. Well, he was playing these violent video games.
Wait, I was really shocked. This didn't get very much national coverage.
Do you think it's because of the size of the fatalities?
I don't know, because there wasn't any fatalities, or there wasn't... I was so shocked as I was hearing about this story yesterday. I walked in and CNN was showing a story on Justin Bieber, and I was like, this is the most important thing that we could be talking about right now. I'm so concerned for where our country is a little, you know, I don't understand.
I would think that it's because there wasn't any fatalities, and with Bieber there was like real evidence, there was a story to it, because right now, I'm not saying that there's not a story here, but the story is still developing and they don't have a lot of facts on it.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you.
What do you think, DG?
That has not stopped the networks before.
No.
Boston Marathon bombing, no facts, but they did a whole lot of talking about nothing, about what they didn't know, that they weren't going to speculate, yet what were they doing? Speculating.
Yeah.
A lot of the initial facts were wrong, so this doesn't surprise me at all. Why? Because it happened in Roswell, New Mexico. If this had happened somewhere on the East Coast, near New York City or Boston, they would have been all over this thing. But it happened in the middle of nowhere America. This is flyover territory. You know, we don't count. This is a part of the country that nobody knows about. And bad things happen all the time here in middle America that are never going to rise to the level of coverage if something bad happened in New York or Los Angeles. You know, it just to the producers of those networks, this did not rise to that level, unfortunately. But the question we're asking is, are these shootings becoming more frequent, or is it just we're being better informed and there's just more of them out there because the news is better at getting the information to us?
Yeah.
I think it's both. I think it's a horrible catch-22. I think we probably will never know. And I know, Morgan, all of us have that one question in common, why did they do it? And we may never know. We probably will never know. The alleged shooter is roughly the same age as my son, and I can't tell you why he does the things he does either, because he's 12 years of age. Oh, just, you know.
Well, have they found where he got, or is that his parents' gun, or?
I don't know yet.
No info?
They haven't released much information there, and as a parent, I can't even imagine what you're going through.
The good news is, you know, there was no fatalities. Two individuals are going to, you know, have to live with this. Well, three, actually. But
yeah,
as far as
staff member
as far as the shooters,
shot.
You know, done. Mm-hmm. What is his future going to be?
His life is over.
Yeah. And I think a lot of these cases where we have students taking guns into the school and just basically unloading on their classmates, in some cases it has been documented and they have actually admitted that they saw similar incidents on the news and saw the recognition, fame, mm-hmm. that led as a result
came
of that.
It, yeah.
And so they want that, you know, it's one thing to be famous, but it's another thing to be infamous.
Mm-hmm. There's a very big difference.
There is a big difference. And I'm not saying or suggesting that that's the case here, but you never know.
I hope not.
I think that's that's why I say it's both. There are more of these kinds of shooting, copycat shootings, mm-hmm. because they are becoming more and more prominent in the news. 30 minutes past 8 o'clock, fair skies and 20 degrees outside. I think Kira Powell's going to have some more news coming up, and we're going to have another weather hit from Cutter Martin. This is Good Morning Texas Tech here on the Raider 88.1.
Good morning. Here's a look at some of today's headlines. A federal judge is denying approval of the $765 million concussion settlement between the NFL and its retired players. U.S. District Court Judge Anita Brody says she's concerned the amount will not be enough to cover the benefits to compensate all retired and future retired players over the length of the deal. The judge wants more financial information from both parties before moving forward. Women who train with weights are less at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. A study of the long-term health of 100,000 nurses showed that women who lifted weights or did some other form of muscle-strengthening exercise reduced their risk of diabetes. Those who combine aerobic activity with weight training reduced their risk the most. Researchers at Harvard Medical School say the additional muscle may act as a buffer to the onset of diabetes in adults. Police in Mexico City have a parrot to thank for helping them keep another drunk driver off the road. According to the El Universal, Guillermo Reyes was pulled over last week at a routine checkpoint in the city. Officers say they heard a voice from within the car telling them he's drunk. And when they investigated the source of the squawking, they found it was actually coming from Reyes's pet parrot. Sure enough, Reyes failed a sobriety test and was arrested for driving drunk. He was supposed to be separated from the bird, but told the cops the parrot stayed with him at all times and could suffer stress if they split up. So the cops consented and sent Reyes and his pet parrot to jail together. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
First morning of the spring 2014 semester, but certainly feeling like winter out there. Temps in the upper teens and lower 20s across the Hub City. Keep in mind, light winds making it feel even colder. But with plenty of sunshine this afternoon, winds will turn westerly and become gusty, possibly over 35 miles per hour. Likely some areas of blowing dust, but not all bad news in the wind department. That gusty wind helping to warm temperatures this afternoon. Highs today, upper 50s, maybe lower 60s. Cool again tonight, lows in the 20s. For the Raider, I'm Cutter Martin.
Welcome back, Tech students and faculty and staff.
Oh my gosh.
School's back in. Anything exciting that y'all are looking forward to this semester?
Yes, the end of it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is officially the first last day of school for me for the rest of my life, unless I go back.
Doctorate?
Oh, no, girl.
No.
You don't want to be like DG in school forever?
You know, I might like later on in life, just so that people, so I could correct people and be like, no, it's Dr. Sproul, thank you. I might do that.
Be that guy.
Marissa, is it your last first day of school as well?
It is my last first day of school. I will never go back to school. You will never see me in another classroom. I'm done.
I'm just so touched. I got to spend it with you, too, your last first day of school.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so proud.
Tear. Yeah, my dad is so happy that he no longer has to pay Texas Tech.
Yeah, don't screw it up, because then the advisor will be calling you and go, you know, that one class.
I would cry. absolutely
you're
cry.
You're going to need 3 more hours. We'll still let you walk at graduation, but you're
going to
have to put in
wood.
Some summer
Don't
school.
Say that.
I would just not tell my parents because my cousin did that. And then so they had sent out all of the announcements for the graduation party or whatever. And then he had to come to his mom and say, I'm not going to graduate on time. Oh. And so she had to cancel the party and spend all this money.
Wow.
I'm just hoping to not get good. A parking ticket this semester. Let's cross our fingers. But if I get one more parking ticket, I am going to be so upset. That's what I'm not looking forward to this
semester. I got 3 parking tickets last semester, and they all just go straight to my tuition. And
at $30 a piece.
Yeah, they do. And my mom paid them last semester, and she did not say a word. Usually I wait until it like rolls over to the next wish and she doesn't notice it. Mm-hmm. But there was that like fee on there, and I don't know if she got emails too, but mm-hmm. she didn't say anything to me, so thanks, Mom.
My mom goes through each line of what they're charging me. It's like, you got another parking ticket. Just want to let you know.
Oh, no. My mom doesn't see anything.
I forgot to pay in the paid lot, and I can't find my phone, and I was going to do it, but I can't remember.
First day of class for Kira, starting off to a wonderful start.
So aggravating, because you can't pay it's when we get here. Yeah, look at this. This is just explains my day.
It's getting worse.
Oh, my gosh.
So when we get here at 6:30, 7 in the morning, like, you can't pay.
It's going to be fine. It's going to take
so
a deep breath.
Aggravating.
Take a deep breath. You still have a 4.0 today.
No, you're going to walk out and they're going to have one of those boots on your car.
Don't say that. I just paid all of the tickets that I owe from last semester.
Okay, so it's a fresh start, new semester, last semester for many of you who we think will be graduating. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to, I don't know.
What's your favorite class you think is going to be this semester? Of the classes you're taking?
Well, probably, I don't know. I'm excited about doing some more production stuff. We don't really get to do that in grad school. And so there's this one mm-hmm. class with Chambers. And
Dr.
so I'm
Todd Chambers. Okay.
Yes. And I'm hoping that I'll get to do some more hands-on activities. So that's what I'm excited
Kira,
for.
Kira, what are you looking forward to the most?
Hey, don't. He's sniffing the chapstick. Of course, I mean, I bought a new one. Apparently that's the old one and it's not.
Needs to be retired.
Yeah, it needs to be retired. What am I looking forward to the most? I am looking forward to spring break. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, me too.
Because I'm going on another mission trip to Slovakia this year.
Slovakia.
And so I get to go back and I'm so excited. So
I took a class about like Slavic, I don't know, traditions and stuff. It was all about vampires. It was the vampire class.
I'm taking that class this semester.
Love it. It's actually a lot harder than you think, but
don't say that. I need the easy
end. It's really cool. It's really fun. The teacher that teaches it, if it's the same, is it a woman?
I have no idea.
He's great.
You think I'm like looking at the teacher's
what
names.
Was that
I have no idea.
Well, I didn't quite hear that.
But have fun. It's a fun class.
She's going to skip it because all they do is go over the syllabus today, right?
I'm not going to skip class.
Not grad school classes. They're like, yeah, we're going to keep y'all till 9 o'clock. We're going to
I have law today,
started on the first
so I can't skip it.
Second chapter.
Marissa, what are you
them.
Looking forward to?
I've got my eye on the prize. Just graduation. That's all, really.
You're almost there.
I am almost there. I'm not someone that enjoys school or classes or any of that. That's like torture.
She's just putting on a facade. She loves being here. If she could stay here for the rest of her life, she'd be so happy.
If I could be a student and not take classes, I totally would.
I think you can do that.
No, I don't think so.
You could just get a job here in the College of Mass Communication.
Why do you think I'm here?
Or media and communication.
I was denied tenure as a student, so I just started working here. What are they going to do? Fire me?
Can't kick me out now.
What are you least looking forward to this semester?
Homework. All my ending final papers. Those
final papers.
Really
exams?
Were hard. Yeah, no, I don't have exams. In grad school, it's 15 to like 25 page essays or research papers. As
I don't think the teachers read those. I'm pretty sure they just take them and throw them in the trash.
Oh, that would upset me so bad. Y'all have
we
no
don't.
Idea.
Kira, that's just, no, we don't throw them in the trash.
I had a friend who was a teacher.
We put them through the shredder first.
I had a friend.
Oh, gosh.
And she said she would take entire stacks of papers and be like, oh, you did it. Good job. And then she would throw them away.
I would be very upset.
Technically, we're supposed to keep them for at least 2 years in case your helicopter parents have questions that we can't answer. We have to go back and go through the files.
I love that term, helicopter parents. I used it in recruiting all the time, but it's true. They like to hover.
They do.
Little
they
hoverers.
Like to hover. Marissa, what are you least looking forward to this semester, other than the parking tickets?
I probably just the tests, because I'm not going to lie, I don't really study, which is...
Well,
it's too late to start trying.
May not be such a positive outcome. Well,
it's the first day. What do you mean it's too late to start trying? I'm so confused.
I am in like the 16th year of school? We're done. Over it.
You should finish strong. That should be your incentive to say, you know what? I'm going to turn it all around this last little bit. Go hard or go home, Marissa.
No, there are other seniors that are with me. We're just like, okay. My dad is even like, you know what? A C is passing. I'm like, thanks, Dad. Gosh. Thanks for shooting for
my
the stars.
Would be okay with that.
There was a couple of semesters where I was shooting for a C.
Well, I mean, there are some classes that you just pray to pass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. It's the spring semester. We've got basketball. We've got tech basketball. We've got tech baseball. We've got softball. What? Crickets?
Crickets.
There's just no Cliff Kingsbury to look at the sidelines. Because if he was a basketball coach,
I disagree.
You can get real close.
But you know, the Lady Raiders are not doing so hot right now. They're pretty much on a losing streak. So it's not the most encouragement to go.
This season's far from over.
It's not. I mean, it's
not
over.
Well, they give away a lot of free stuff
at
basketball
games. Do you go root for your Lady Raiders?
I've been to one.
Throws their hands in the air and balls coupons down.
I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, Kira, I don't know.
They make a big theatric thing about it, though. It's really kind of cool.
Be true to your school.
I'm true to my school. Doesn't mean I'm going to sit in a stand to watch a game where you lose.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I've been this way since junior high, people. I quit cheerleading after a day because my team lost.
Cheerleading after a day?
Yeah.
Well, I have to admit, I am a fair weather fan myself on occasion. 41 minutes past 8 o'clock, you're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. If you're getting ready for your 9 o'clock class, you better hurry because it's going to start in about less than 20 minutes.
Buses are on schedule,
right.
though.
Here's a moment's, you know. A Moment's Grace
Maybe.
By Boy and Bear.
I was born this way. I've been living a life inside. So when it brought me to my knees, well, I had everything so tight. How could I possibly have needed so much more? The thing I was craving was some kind of labor, so I might find the friend in all the aching in my muscles as they hurt. Sorry, with a folded body, like you should. No, I am not gonna die this way. Knocking the wall in me, and I forgot just what it was that I had needed to be for all the time I'd given. Maybe I'd forgot what living was now for. And you realize in a moment's grace, you might just already be on to something good. Thank you.
stretching out for the sun. It's August and I'm grinning, for this time I might be winning. As the moving lights, that time of year lay still, and as my body changes the pace, I seem to know again that I am not gonna die this way.
Moment's Grace right here on the Raider 88.1. Good morning, Texas Tech. 14 minutes now away from 9 o'clock. If you're off campus and have a 9 o'clock class, good luck. If you're on campus and you have a 9 o'clock class,
you can make it in 15 minutes.
Minutes.
I have faith in you.
Not with City Bus.
Probably.
No, but you can drive, walk, run.
Here's a tip. On your first day of class today, as you're getting off City Bus, tell the bus driver thanks.
We always say things.
Do you?
The bus driver that drove me here this morning, she is really great. She's like the fastest one of all of them. I've seriously rode on a bus with every single bus driver. She is the fastest. Like, she goes like 40 miles per hour in Tech.
Ooh.
Yeah, like revs it up.
How does that go again? Okay. Morgan Sproul, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like a cougar or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of cougars.
I don't know if it's a cougar so much as I don't
the
even
opposite
know
of cougars.
This.
Okay, I've got to unplug my headset now.
No.
You're talking about things that Tech students are wanting to know about, but old geezers don't.
Oh, I'm sure. Someone who grew up in the 70s, you know all about.
This is not new.
Our next topic, sugar babies.
You know, we called them sugar daddies back in the day.
This is not a man, though. This is a girl seeking
but sugar mamas.
Someone to benefit her lifestyle.
All right, so sugar babies, what's a sugar baby?
Okay, it is a female who is looking for a wealthy benefactor to
sugar
help
daddy.
Supply her lifestyle. And the relationship can be whatever they decide is acceptable.
Is
maybe
what,
it's just companionship.
Is
maybe
this what
it's...
we used to call prostitution back in the day?
No. What my main question is, so like, say they go over those boundaries, can you call the cops and be like, this man who's paying me for services,
I'm pretty
just
sure
went over
because
the line.
It's through a... This in particular is a website called seekingarrangements.com.
Let me write that down. Hold on.
Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
According to the Huffington Post, it's a $2 trillion underground economy going on.
Mm.
These women are looking for between $1,000 and $3,000 a month as a sugar baby.
I mean, I would say that my friendship
moly.
Is worth $3,000 a month.
Is that enough to go to school on? $3,000
a month? Yeah. Here at Texas, that's enough to pay
that's
for your
$9,000 a semester.
Your semester. You can get that done in a month.
I don't know. I have needs.
Well,
I don't know that.
So we'll find you a sugar mama then, DG.
She's called Tamara.
Oh, jeez Louise.
She puts you on a budget.
Yes, she has.
But
she's put me on a allowance.
There are three colleges that are ranked as from Texas as the fastest growing sugar baby colleges in the U.S. UT Austin is ranked 30, University of North Texas number 13, Texas State University number 10. You'll be glad to know that Texas Tech did not make that list.
Woo,
Georgia
congrats.
State is number 1.
Of Wait, course.
UT is 30th and Texas State is 10?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
well,
saying
Sam Marcus
more sugar babies are going to Texas State than UT?
It's expensive.
Yeah, probably it pays their tuition at half a month.
UT's,
they're like, yeah,
UT's
let's go get that Louis now.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
how does UT,
UT
not rank
is
fourth?
Very expensive.
I don't.
Was A&M on the list?
No, they were not.
I wish we would have lied and said they were number
growing.
One or
number
something.
One. No, well, I just think it is. You're basically a legal prostitute. Let's be real. I mean, you can try to justify it, but I just.
But what
so
if you
gross.
Don't engage in any sexual activities
there
at all?
There was a
you're
girl
because
I was
for...
watching a story on this, and she said that she didn't. She's a 20-year-old trying to go to school to be a dancer. I'll let the jokes just lie there. But we just hang out and we do whatever I want whenever he comes into town. And he gives me $200, $300 every time.
I can believe that. I could, because there's a lot of stupid
just
guys
lonely?
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid guys out there that are being taken advantage of. It's called
Oh, friend. Please. Like, the guys are being taken advantage of. Never in your life would you be going,
these
seen,
girls
going out
signed
with a girl
up,
looking that girl.
I mean, I'm
real.
Saying that if you sign up for it, fair game for you.
Well,
why?
I scrolled the website to look at these people to see, you know,
to
who
sign
does
up?
This. No, I did not sign up. My parents, no. Definitely not.
Big Daddy would have problems
yeah.
with that.
Well, you know what's really funny is you can probably search on the internet. If you type in their name, I'm sure that site would come up that you're a registered person.
No,
for
they
it
have
in,
they
oh
have
no privacy
names,
settings,
usernames.
Oh,
and
what's
gotcha.
That site again? Getting Connected.
Seekingarrangements.com. My favorite was this 61-year-old grandpa-looking guy, Jimbo, looking for a companion. I was like, no, sir, I don't think so.
Why? Jimbo gets lonely.
I'm sure he does. Find somebody your own age, Jimbo. That is nasty.
You don't have to be
but
lonely.
But that's a sad thing. That's not what they want.
I just, you have nothing in common with somebody who is 18, 19 years old. I have a hard time believing that.
I mean, they're the same age as their grandchildren. So they have that in common.
I just feel so awkward being in on this segment.
I'm sorry. I mean, but that's just how I get, that's how I felt about it last night.
I think it's funny. If that's how you want to spend your money, you go do it. That girl's parents are probably like, I'm not going to pay your tuition to go to school for a dance still. So you do what you got to do, girl.
I was going to suggest there are easier ways to get money to learn to
getting
go
a
dancing.
Job?
Well, that would be one.
Getting a loan?
But, well, I remember going through the student financial aid process, and it was not nice.
No.
And I don't think that's gotten much better.
No, it hasn't.
But, I mean, the fact that you're willing to take someone's money to do whatever kind of favors you're doing, I won't speculate, but instead of getting a job,
Chick-fil-A pays
me.
$10 an hour.
You yes, exactly. There are easier ways to make
and
money.
And you get free Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Let's just think of the benefits there. You don't like Chick-fil-A, DG?
I love Chick-fil-A.
See?
Eat more chicken.
Golden nuggets. I love
more
it.
Chicken.
See? Free chicken, and you don't have to wake up next to your grandpa. Just thinking it's a good day to be alive.
Well, hey, speaking of dancing, this is a shout-out to my good friend Dr. Chris Smith over in the Tech School of Music. He's the director of the Caprock Celtic Association and the Texas Tech University Vernacular Music Center, as well as some association with the Tech Irish Set Dancers. They're going to be having a big shindig coming up this Friday at Yoga Bean. In fact, as I understand it, they
what is Yoga
every,
Bean?
Is it a coffee shop?
It's like a yoga / coffee shop.
The Yoga Bean is a friendly, safe, smoke-free environment with great coffee, drinks, and
ambiance.
I've
never heard of this place.
It's over on 34th Street, 3135 34th. But let's see. They're going to be the musicians of the Caprock Celtic Association and the Vernacular Music Center and the Irish Set Dancers will have an open session of traditional Irish dance music and song at Yoga Bean. All ages, family friendly. Admission is free. Irish players, singers, and dancers are welcome to participate. They'll let you cut the rug if you want. They'll even offer friendly and formal coaching in the dancing.
So will you be there doing a jig?
Probably not. I think I have... this is going to be from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and I'm committed Friday at 7. So I will not be able to make it this week, but it's every Friday at the Yoga Bean.
I think you can make it.
I'm going to try
to go.
In time
to just do a quick
Chris,
little Irish jig.
It's fantastic music. They have a wonderful time, and especially if you want to learn more about the Celtic world, especially how to party in the Celtic world, that's a fun place to go. It's going to be at the Yoga Bean
what
this
exactly
Friday.
What exactly does a party look like in the Celtic world?
Have you seen Downton Abbey where they... Oh, never mind.
Oh, I love no. Downton Abbey. But if y'all are also interested in town, Saturday, February 8th, Lubbock STEM Festival will be going on. It's for Harmony students that are working on their PBL projects, which are project-based learning, and they present to guests on the festival day. There will be raffles, science games, food, and much more. So if you want more information on that, you're more than welcome to go to www.stemfestival.com. And if you're also free on January 25th, I think that's what, next weekend?
Mm-hmm.
There will be a Scottish poet, Robert Burns, 254th birthday, and they're honoring him. And it's the Texas Tech Club above Jones Stadium is where you can go for that. But they will have Ed Miller from Austin, Texas. They are playing. And also Patrick McLaurin, who will be playing the bagpipes. That's an experience.
Sweet.
Yes.
Fantastic. So there are some things.
Fantastic.
That's an old 70s term. Terrific and fantastic all in one.
Were you using it with Scooby-Doo back in the day?
Yoinks! Yes, I was, for a Scooby snack. 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in and joining us on Good Morning Texas Tech. We're going to have a musical guest this weekend or this Friday, or do we know?
You put me on the spot. I hope so.
Okay.
I hope to have.
We've been trying to get a musical guest every Friday on the show, and we're still working on that for this week. And the next week, I think we've got some guests that we're trying to line up. But Wednesdays and Fridays, definitely tune in.
Mondays.
We're going to try to get Mondays in there.
Hey, we're promoting it.
But you can always hit us up at the Raider881 on Twitter as well as Facebook. And if y'all ever have any topics or anything that you would like us to talk about or anything like that, just let us
know. Something other than thigh gaps, please.
Hey, that is a really important topic right now.
Is it really?
Yes.
Texas Tech students worried about thigh gaps?
Tweet us. Tell us if you are.
Tweet us and tell
Facebook
us if you think thigh gaps
are
important.
That is something that's
topic trending.
Is it? Thigh gaps are trending?
Well, it's not like trending at the moment, but it is something that is relevant and it's
What's our Twitter
everywhere.
Handle?
The Raider 881.
Tweet us.
Also, since we are starting the spring semester, we'll have a date coming up because it's early in the semester. We haven't quite gotten it pinned down. But if you're interested in working here at KTXT, stay tuned. Details will be forthcoming as you, as a Texas Tech student, will be able to work, volunteer, or even be a student here in the radio program. You can sign up for the practicum class or just volunteer. But we will be getting more information as available. We'll get more information out there as to how you, as a Texas Tech student, could possibly be working here at 88.1.
It's really fun.
And take my place.
Great
on this
experience.
Show.
And you get to get direction from DG. So win-win.
No direction. No direction whatsoever. Hey, it's 3 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. Get to class. Wake up and get to class.
Get some coffee.
Do something. But we really appreciate you being a part of this today and hope that your first day of the new semester goes well. If you're a high school student, you might consider coming to Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Lubbock Christian student, you've already
been back in school.
High school
students should already be in class, though.
They're probably not.
You know, they're on all their devices these days, those kids.
If you know how to do it right, you're not in school. That's all I'm saying.
Senior year, don't have class the first 2 years.
University day, back in my day when, you know, the seniors were allowed on campus, we called it senior skip day. Of course we're going to campus to learn about joining the university. Yeah.
That's awful.
I know, but it was a simpler time.
I'm glad you just admitted that on air,
DG. As we walked uphill both ways.
What are they going to do now? I'm pretty sure that
if I was your
limit has gone.
You know who
my high school guidance counselor was?
Who?
Sue Hudson, the
no
dean's
way.
Wife.
Way. Well, I hope she's listening so she can
reprimand
you.
She's probably shaking her head going, Slapping. He didn't take any of my advice and look at where he is today.
Wow.
That's, I'm telling you.
Well, happy hump day, everyone. I hope you have a... That always makes me remind... Oh, sorry. Reminds me of that commercial with the camel that got really old after
Mike. Guess what day it is. Mike.
After like two runs, but
it's funny.
And Nate
Wade.
All right.
Well, good luck. Find your classes. Stay tuned. Undercurrents is coming up next. We've got more BBC at the noon hour and wonderful music.
Happy first day.
See you Friday.